Residents in Cavalier learned that at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, they would be under a mandatory evacuation due to flooding on the Tongue River. The officials in Pembina County, along with the City of Cavalier and the Water Resource Board, informed the public that they anticipated a breach of the Renwick Dam, which holds back Lake Renwick at Icelandic State Park, within the next 12 hours. That statement came at around 5 o'clock on Tuesday evening. The evacuation began almost immediately, as we saw a number of vehicles begin to leave Cavalier in a hurry, getting out of town before the mandatory evacuation took place at 7 o'clock. As of 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening, the sheriff of Pembina County said that barricades would go up on all the entryways into Cavalier, and no one would be allowed in except for those that have not been home, what he described as stragglers that work in Grand Forks and other communities that would need to get to their families. And at that point, those people would be escorted by law enforcement to their homes and then quickly escorted out of town. Earlier in the day, the nursing home that's located in Cavalier was evacuated. The residents were taken to Grand Forks. The hospital in Cavalier was evacuated, and those patients were taken to Park River. And also the evacuation of the regular citizens was ongoing all throughout the afternoon, what they called a voluntary evacuation that turned into a mandatory evacuation as of 7 o'clock in the evening. Lake Renwick and Renwick Dam were put in place for flood control, but as of right now, the 7 retention dams that are upstream are unable to hold back the massive amounts of water that were generated by anywhere from 7 to 9 inches of rain that fell in the Milton area over the last 5 days. That's where the headwaters of the Tongue River are located. And right now, Renwick Dam is under threat from those floodwaters. They built a 6-inch emergency levee on top of Renwick Dam earlier today, but as of 5 o'clock this evening, the lake was already near the top of what was going on in that emergency levee, and officials decided that it was time to start the evacuation of the City of Cavalier and all of the downstream area that would be affected should the levee breach. They said sometime within the next 12 hours is when it was anticipated, which would put it at around by 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning. This is a dynamic situation. There are tons of cars leaving Cavalier, and the water levels are already out of the banks on the Tongue River downstream. And it looks as though if that dam were to breach with the amount of water that's behind it, it would be a catastrophic flood for the City of Cavalier. The situation will continue to change throughout the night. We'll have the latest for you right here on Dakota Country Radio.